Texas is getting back on its feet after the power grid failure that left millions of people without electricity for days in freezing temperatures. It's not the first time winter weather has shown how vulnerable the Texas grid is, and some experts saw this crisis coming. Ed Herz is one of them. He's an energy economist at the University of Houston. Ed, thanks for being here.
My pleasure, Peter.
And you've been predicting that a grid failure like the one Texas saw last week would happen. How did you see it coming?
Well, the incentives, the payoff matrix, the way the market was structured, it was pointed towards failure. And so we had a significant, tragic preview of this in 2011. There were all sorts of hearings and recommendations for reliability. And of course, that was all shelved and nobody did anything. The way the Texas market was structured 20 years ago when they broke up the vertically integrated utilities, the net result of it all is the generators have not earned a return on capital. The revenues they've received are less than the cost of providing the electricity. So there's a disincentive to keep equipment ready. They don't get compensated to have equipment winterized. And, the architect of the market says, well, it worked as designed. And, well, if it was designed to fleece the consumer, also known as the voter, it did really well.
Yeah, and we'll see if there are repercussions at the ballot box eventually. But in the meantime, let's go back to 2011. That major winter storm, there were recommendations for changes that would have shored up the grid, that would have kept the power sources from freezing. Why wasn't the system fixed then? Why wasn't it weatherized?
I think the real answer goes to the political situation. No one wants to spend money in advance of a disaster. Every incumbent politician knows that if the price goes up at the pump or the price goes up at the electricity meter, they're not going to be reelected. And so I think that's the simple calculus. I know Governor Perry, former Secretary of Energy Perry, made a comment last week that, you know, Texans would be happy to go 4 days without power in order to avoid federal regulation. But, you know, those are pretty strong words, number one, for a guy who doesn't live in Texas anymore. And number two is not hooked up to a dialysis machine. What electricity's value is what it allows us to do. It allows us to carry on commerce, to work, to take care of ourselves. And without it, we see what the real value is. Paying an extra penny a kilowatt hour to have avoided the situation that we had last week, you know, certainly seems like it would have been cheap insurance.
Well, right, because now we see that the price at the electrical meter has gone up by a tremendous amount. Some people who did have power last week got bills for thousands and thousands of dollars, and they're wondering how they're going to pay them. The governor has said that utilities can't disconnect people for not paying. How do you think the government should handle that problem?
Well, you know, it's really interesting that a free market governor is sitting here imposing more regulations on a market that was designed to fail in this very fashion. Yeah, Peter, the bills are high, $40 billion changing hands, but the damage estimates are now over $50 billion. So the consumer has now paid double the damages when, an ordinary bill last week would have been about 4 cents a kilowatt hour wholesale instead of $9 a kilowatt hour wholesale. You know, they're tens of thousands of dollars plus the tens of thousands of dollars you have to pay to repair your pipes, to repair your homes, to replace your furniture. And that's for folks who had a relatively easy outcome.
Should the state consider giving up its independent grid and join the national power system instead?
No, I don't think that would have been a solution. We lost over 40% of our generation capacity because they weren't ready for winter. You know, the natural gas facilities, the coal facilities, the instability tripped off a nuclear plant. Everybody went down because they just weren't ready for the weather event, which was something everyone knew was a possibility. Tying this into the national grid, heck, we might have taken down the rest of the grid as well. And, this polar vortex had an impact across much of the nation. There was no extra power that Texas could have drawn on.
Right. So what's the solution? I mean, the last week's power grid failure led to a water crisis, burst pipes, loss of business, 58 deaths. How do you make sure it doesn't happen again then?
Well, we're going to have to pay the generators to be ready at any point that we have a supply tightness or market tightness. You know, right now, the generators are not paid to be winterized, and there's no enforcement mechanism. They can't be penalized. They can't be fined. They can't be thrown off the grid. There are no teeth. The grid manager is essentially the air traffic controller of electrons across the grid. They don't make investments. They just kind of shunt traffic around. The Public Utility Commission has essentially been missing in action for more than a decade. There's little oversight, there's no accountability, and obviously no one's taking responsibility.
Ed Hirst, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.